Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Film Sack. This is yet another Watch It Along With Us episode. Yeah, that's right. Film Sack, doing that thing we do when schedules are weird and we don't have time for full episodes. But don't worry. We'll be back week, back next week. And people like these, whatever. I don't want to apologize for them. They're great. People enjoy them. I enjoy them. I know you guys do, too. Who am I talking about? Oh, maybe it's everyone who's here. So I'm Scott Johnson, also joined today by Randy Jordan. Hello, Randy.
Live long and prosper, Scott.
Very nice. Pink Tribble himself, Brian Ibbett.
I don't know what that means.
dang it.
The fans are going to hate you. And Dunaway.
Don't tell me I stole yours.
No,
that's all I had, so I have to go with A.
Very good. Nice job. Nice job. Henry Winkler running it up there. Anyway.
We thought we were going with Star Trek theme, but we went with 70s theme instead.
Yeah, we did. And right. That's okay, because what we're talking about today is, so we've done Star Trek Next Generation before. We did a Voyager episode, or am I thinking of something else? Whatever. DS9 maybe Voyager, it was.
Maybe Deep Space Nine?
I don't remember. Anyway, yeah. So we've done Trek. Trek is a thing we like. We've done it. And we're always interested in coming back to that well. And somebody here, I don't remember who, but somebody suggested that we check out the Star Trek animated series. I think it was Dunaway.
And that was me.
You were digging around through there and saw one about Tribbles. And we thought, oh my gosh, we should do this. And also is finally get something animated under our belt in a small way anyway. So that's what we're going to do. And here's what you're going to look for. Go on to Netflix.com. Find Star Trek.
A long time since I've had anything animated under my belt.
That's right, buddy. go for the animated series. You're looking for season 1, episode 5. It's called More Tribbles, More Troubles. All right. You see what they're doing there? So we bring the Tribbles on back. Now this features the entire original cast of the TOS show, and so I'm super jazzed to see how this comes off. What you want to do is pause the screen as soon as the stars come up. You'll see stars come up first. As soon as that happens, pause it. And then pause this show, come back to us and once you've done that, and I'll count it down and we'll go. Oh, hi, you're back already? Great. Let's do this then. I'm going to count 3, 2, 1, and go. The word go is when you push play. That's what we'll do. That's what you'll do. And we'll watch this together. Here it goes in 3, 2, 1, go. All right.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting a little.
It's a classic. Yep.
Schling.
Okay. It's just an opening to a Star Trek.
Was it the same recording that they used for the animated series, or did Shatner re-record this?
I think.
I would say it's probably the same, but we have to refer to like Daryl the Trek Nerd or Google.
Yeah.
It sounds like at least they did some processing on it. It sounds
A little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that ship is 2D as shit.
Right. And they just kind of slide it across.
Oh, we're flying through space. Cause there are 4 stars that keep moving by.
Yeah.
Did we mention the budget on this thing was outrageous?
The music's different.
Yeah.
Could they not get the rights, I wonder?
This is Filmation, so
I had to update it, give it a little more disco to appeal to the time.
All right.
And the kids.
1973. Wow. David Gerold. I don't know who that is. Never heard of him.
Wow.
That's a good looking ship, man.
That's all right. Wait till you see it moving though for real, and then you're gonna be disappointed.
I kinda wanna watch this. Oh, this is great.
That's not bad. I think it's pretty good. This was critically acclaimed from the, you know.
God, they burned up so much time just showing the thing slowly going.
Oh, yeah. Let's not beat around the bush here. This is going to be 15 seconds of total storytelling.
Right.
Ooh, I like this ship. I like weird looking ships like that.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the medical ship in at the end of Empire.
Yeah.
This looks very South Parkish, kind of like cut out.
I think it basically was cut out.
Scott, do you remember the first time you saw episode of
that Top Shot looked weird, like it was all dead. I thought they were dead.
Oh, this is great.
Where's the voices?
We only animate 2 frames per minute.
Right. And only one thing will ever move on their face.
Klingons!
Just their mouth. Oh, his head moved. Yeah, this is Filmation, right?
Or this what is Filmation. Would be, what He-Man would stuff, them?
Yeah.
But pre-He-Man.
Oh, yeah, big years. Time. Like by almost
a decade. 72, 74?
Yeah, so
they even used, you know what? And I bet they did this. It looks like they used the same forward-pointing mouth even when they're looking to the side.
Oh, they totally did.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
weird. You just got one cell over top of the other one.
Strong. Yeah.
Did you guys notice the mustache? Oh, by the way, new aliens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, look at that guy in the front. Chekhov, you haven't held up very well, buddy.
They couldn't afford Chekhov. I read this in the trivia. They couldn't afford Chekhov, so they replaced him.
Why couldn't they afford him?
It's so weird. It's like they could afford most of the cast, but they were like cut off at Chekhov. Like, nope, that's it. Mm-mm.
They started calling him cut off just for fun.
Yeah, cut off. Can't afford Commander that Russian pay scale.
Yeah.
Saying as long as I have George Takei, I'm fine.
So this is a Klingon bird of prey? Sweet. Or is it Romulan? I forgot what they said.
It was Klingon.
No. Hang on. Wait, he had a mustache the first time.
What the shit?
I don't know. If you rewind it, he has a mustache for earlier.
This is back when they didn't put nobody. There it is. Nobody had whites in their eyes back
no,
then.
No, exactly.
They didn't even try with the lingo, by the way.
Yeah. Spock's yellow?
That's not how that sounds.
Yeah, there's some copyright business going on.
Boy, Spock's yellow with his green blood.
Mm-hmm. Simpsons yellow.
Yeah, Bart right, Simpson
I don't know if those copyright. That's pretty.
Whoa.
That's pretty bad, eh?
Everybody should be dead.
I'm dead. They are. Look, they look dead.
So this is only 10 years after the series premiered. Or,
less than that,
a little less
right?
than because that. It yeah. was,
right.
Time is so different back then. Everything felt like forever from the time the original mm-hmm. came out.
This followed the syndication of Star Trek.
Oh, and Nichelle Nichols with your little jokey joke over there. Also, that nose is wrong. Meep, meep.
Mustache, I'm telling you, look at that. Now it's no mustache. You
can't integrate them. They're still trying to integrate. Oh, that is the shittiest alien of all time.
What am I?
Oh, it's a Klingon. It's an old Klingon.
It is for the buttheads. Yeah. I'm not even talking Klingon.
You know who that is? That's James Doohan doing that.
It is. Mm. It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's double duty.
He saved some money.
We don't need Chekhov. We'll have Scotty do two voices.
Oh, it totally is, yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Robot? She said robot.
She said robot?
She said robot. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic, yes. Dude. I'm going to watch all these. I totally am.
It'd take long. It's like two seasons, right?
She said robot that time.
I think it's only one season, isn't it?
To ram the Klingon ship.
Grain? Oh, this is before replicators and stuff.
Mm.
Look at her.
He's so smiling. Why is he smiling? He's like the happiest Klingon. Hi. Never seen a Klingon smile.
I'm like a purple leprechaun.
Two different angles?
Wasn't it this show he was doing this show when he said the sabotage thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was while he was recording the animated series.
I'm still confused. Whose ship is that? The grain ship?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a Starfleet ship.
It's like a science ship or something, right? That they're escorting. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Were you trying to give me the siege? The season? Yeah,
that's exactly what they were trying to do.
Jeez.
Look how close my crotch is to your head.
I don't look Asian at all on this.
Well, we all look Asian.
Oh, so no! So was the deal that that Chekhov didn't sign up to be on the animated series, so they replaced him with
a speechless, with
the rotating alien cast.
An orange dog-headed thing.
Right.
What are you doing over there, Spock? Oh, they're integrating. Oh, wow. It's integration.
The transporter visual effect is just as good on this as it was on the original series.
Ooh,
get down there.
When are we getting the freaking tribbles?
Right, where are the tribbles?
Oh, here they come.
Here we go. Here we go.
Is it going to be the guy? It is.
Yep.
Is that Mud?
Is that Mud? That's what I was thinking. Is it Mud who did the first time? Mud. No.
Oh, shit.
Just send them all back. Right? They're right there. Send them all back.
Yeah. How come they were five colors in the old show and now they're all pink?
Easier for our animators.
Need you to draw a pile of tribbles. I got it.
Presence of Cyrano Jones.
He just
now
said
the ship's
Patton Oswalt, ladies and gentlemen.
He said intergalactic.
It's Patton Oswalt.
It is.
Who's that red shirt? How'd you get over here so fast? Back off!
Oh, Captain.
Pink means they're neutered.
What?
Die. Oh, I'm not buying that. Nature will find a way, man.
So he has we've nice fluffy, looks like fluffy anything. Boobs, doesn't it? Little fluffy boobs. One of them's
what
twitching.
What are those snowballs? What are those things? The candies that are all...
Oh, right.
Right, yeah.
Snowballs.
Snowballs, yeah.
Snowballs?
Yeah. I hate Hostess snowballs. They're awful.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
You're just trying to make me eat coconut, Mom.
I refuse to even try them. I've never tried them. It looks bad.
You should at least try them. Mm-hmm.
No, it looks so bad I can't even begin.
Yeah, because it's ooh, not even glomer. Good cake inside. Like, it's really crummy, crappy, non-Twinkie-type cake inside with whipped cream filling.
Right.
Yeah.
I need a glomer. Those are awesome.
Not a ding dong. Ding dongs are far better.
Hey, if you heard it here.
That guy's got a lot
Brian
of pockets.
Brian prefers ding dongs.
Yeah. Right? Ding dongs are better.
Brian, you're right about the face. They just shift it. Yeah. Watch it when he moves over.
Flip. They just changed the nose.
Yep.
Flip it.
Just flip it. Look at the pockets that guy's got on his shoulder everywhere.
It's like he was drawn by Rob Liefeld.
Cargo man.
Oh, tribbles aren't that bad.
They're not really that much trouble.
A lot of exposition in these.
And they come with a free froget. It's basically the Gremlin story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gremlins stole the trouble with tribbles. Think about
it. Well, they improved on it tremendously.
That's a good point. They did.
Three
and it. One Michelin knuckle. Fingers. Yeah.
Three.
Three fingers.
Tell you, man, that
with three fingers and a broken pinky.
They keep switching up these shots, and it's really confusing to know where the camera's supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's supposed to be in the cheapest possible position.
Mm-hmm.
The least expensive position.
I'm just scanning my hand, not a triple at all. Is that a comment on women who didn't get pregnant during the 70s? Is
I
that...
don't know. They don't, get, pre- they don't that... get pregnant, they just get fat.
Is that an underhanded comment?
I don't think so.
It but... is for me now. It will forever be... Whoa, shifted a little left.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm facing this way. Now this way.
What's up with the... pink box in the middle of the table there.
It's a little communication.
Oh, yeah, that was classic. That was there in the series.
That was like the Sky.
It wasn't pink, though.
So they can play, what was the game show with Burt Convy where they had those?
That's what was,
or $20,000 Pyramid. That's what they're going to play with that.
Yep.
In the original, though, it was like a microfilm fish reader, right?
Right.
Fat won't reproduce. It's pink. Pass. Yeah, I could totally see that thing. Totally right.
Password. You just made it password.
Look at those bags underneath the...
Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is.
That's something.
Look at that.
I'm telling you, I've never, never would have guessed.
The same shot we saw earlier in the film. Yep. In the show.
The film. You called it a film. That was a very generous thing for you to say. The film.
Mm-hmm.
Robot ship.
Why would you call something a robot ship? That makes no sense.
Because
they didn't have drones yet.
It's just a ship.
I can see like kids here in the 70s just falling asleep watching this. It's just
yeah, I know. This is so loaded with just dialogue.
Right.
Well, it's almost like a radio show.
You got to clean off your plastic there.
Chirping.
Little dot that didn't move.
Chirping.
No.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
No one told me we're getting
Why
a sex
is the
scene.
Captain a tribble? Did y'all see that? What happened?
Oh, there was a tribble on the chair. Okay.
Crotch Sorry. Tribble.
Why is Captain
no,
Kirk
I
a tribble?
Was confused too.
Tell the artist not to make his eyes too slanty. We don't want to be offensive here on our cartoon.
That was the 70s. They didn't care.
Hey, does Uhura have her Frankenstein bolt thing?
Ear. Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, look at this.
Pretty cool. Ooh. They spent the entire budget doing that shot.
They did. Talk to the alien at least once.
Acknowledge him. Where's Chekhov?
I like the stars that move along with the thing, that they're on the plastic sheet, the cell with the spaceship.
Oops, my bad.
Oops. Hell of a science, dude.
Right?
Okay, I really want to know more about that alien. And was he different every time?
Yeah, from what I read, they like brought in different aliens. But it was usually typically the same couple of ones. Roddenberry was... Filmation tried to push this as a kid's thing where they would... every officer would have like an apprentice that was a kid, and Roddenberry didn't like that idea.
Well, Roddenberry, God. I want to just say this for Roddenberry. He was right.
No idea how lasers work in this thing.
Right.
Lasers don't stop.
Are they eating grain? Is that what's going on?
Oh yeah. The tribbles are eating the grain.
Well, that is the trouble with tribbles. They eat your grain. There's
trouble with tribbles.
The trouble with smears on a screen.
Now, Filmation made Space Academy later on that did have the adult-child relationship in space. The robot ship?
Get the robot ship back.
I'm just imagining, like, the outline for every single episode would be show the clip A where they're moving the mouth, right. Then show the clip B, then show the clip C. Now go back to clip A and show that one again.
That
and
would
then,
be a fascinating.
Welcome to the exciting world of animation.
It'd be a really interesting look at like workflow, though, wouldn't it? Like it's such a different thing than we need to animate every scene. It's more like
Adventure Time or Archer or something like that, where every single scene is something different.
Yeah.
And you haven't even scratched the surface of the time it must have taken to record all these people separately in different towns.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that thing like impregnating the tribbles or what?
He's humping them, dude. He's totally humping the tribbles. That's the trouble with tribbles.
You know what the real missed opportunity was? That they never did a Next Generation animated series.
Dude.
Even if like a fan film just did one episode, it would be awesome in this style.
Yeah, and just pull dialogue from all the series and just use it and mash it up. Oh my gosh, dude.
It's not too late.
It's not, right? Hey, Randy's right.
If you're listening and you have a bunch of money, it's not too late. They're all still alive, barely.
I would eat that up.
How big is that tribble getting?
And by the way, you just suggested something having to do with the Next Generation, and Michael Dorn stood up somewhere. That guy wants to work so bad.
He felt it.
Did you see him and Tasha Yar recently?
Yeah.
In that picture of the head? Yeah, I love it.
It's cute. It was cute.
Sabotage!
She was in season 5 of that Walking Dead there.
Walking Dead, yeah.
She was good.
I love how that tribble's like a cat. Every time you push it down, it's like back up again.
Did you see that he said sabotage?
Did he say sabotage?
I didn't. I missed
it.
Yes.
Oh, I missed
rewind it.
No,
we called it ecological sabotage.
That's got to be the line.
I must be.
I feel like we just witnessed a great moment.
And we didn't know. We didn't know this is where it was from.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was from the series, but not this episode. I've seen that shot before. What's that from? That music's wrong. What is that?
Superman?
Oh yeah, that's it. That's totally
yes.
it.
Oh no, Kirk Sabotage was used for the Beyond and Terry's episode.
Ah, dang it! Oh. Well, we know he says sabotage, right?
Sabotage.
I see your phaser.
Someone taught. Tell me, orange
shook,
dog.
If you shook me that hard, I'd die. I just die. That's it. Death.
Ah, it's the happy Klingon.
And don't give me this internal dampeners bullshit.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Is he got like a Connect Four behind him? Is that what that is?
Let's see.
It does. You're right.
Us Klingons love Connect Four.
He does. Yep, he does. So right.
It's pretty sneaky, sis, he would say at the end.
Right, right.
That's exactly it.
Oh, how funny. God. That was so funny.
Triple has become a chair.
Wow.
Purple. Yes, sir.
Look at the purple.
I got this. Who that was. What if that was like one of the animators?
Plan B. What could that be?
Blow up the ship.
What could Plan B be?
Blow up the ship.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was 2 years old, 3 years old when this
came out. I don't remember Klingons wearing so much purple.
They beamed them onto the
Trouble with Tribbles.
I'm not buying the gigantic Tribbles thing here. That's stupid.
It is stupid. It's almost not needed.
What's so great about Tribbles is that they reproduce like crazy, but they're small, so you know you don't imagine they're going to hurt you. These huge Tribbles are awful.
You were monotonous? Is that what he said he was? Kirk, you're monotonous.
And has anything ever explained why we don't just beam Tribbles right off the ship or the station or wherever we're having a problem?
No, never been explained.
We have transport.
Oh, love the silly music.
Yep, I'm a flute.
Where's Orko, dude? Yeah.
He was in the cargo hold humping the Tribbles while they ate the grain.
They should make him the new little sidekick. Yeah, this is a Filmation production. Roddenberry must have been against it, but everything they ever made outside of this had a little sidekick.
Yeah, right, like a little sidekick to keep the kids entertained.
Yep, because they thought kids were stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they even inexplicably J.J. Abrams inexplicably gave Scotty a sidekick when it was Simon Pegg.
Mm-hmm.
True story. All right, yeah,
that's right. Oh my gosh, he totally
why.
Did.
Oh, there's the beard. There's the mustache guy.
Who?
The guy on the right. Yeah.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Backup engineer.
What? Okay.
I had my pants.
So when that thing exists only to go eat or hump or whatever it does to the other Tribbles.
Right, yeah. Right. He keeps the Tribbles in check.
Okay.
Man, did you see the testicles on that thing?
Yeah, that thing.
It's a Tribble farmer.
Yep.
Oh, dude, I'm glad if you didn't see the testicles on that thing because it was gross.
Did they really have them?
Yes.
Like actual testicles.
Yes, there was a pair of testicles hanging down from its belly.
Episode image.
I think those are back legs, but I'm with you. I'm going to prefer to think that it was testicles.
The Trouble with Testies.
They're eating all our grain.
They're colonies.
They're eating all our grain. Ooh, he's cupping his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he had a ponytail as his logo over there.
That's what I thought too.
Whoa!
Holy shite.
Mother of.
Oh, that.
Yeah, look at him. He run off. I love it. It's like Snork.
2 mile long corridor.
Right. It is like Snork. Oh, now there's a billion Tribbles.
Busby said there were colonies. Well, he said they're not single Tribbles, they're colonies.
Still, he shot a colony, so why does it makes no sense. Gosh, Scott, Spock's yellow.
Yeah.
So am I, for the record.
Okay.
I think he's jaundice is a problem. they got like two hearts, but only like half
the
a liver.
Reuben lights,
right?
Oh, no.
Du-du-du-du.
Oh, the hilarity.
Oh, we have to redo this shot from the first time.
Covered with shibbles. Am I watching Gilligan's Island?
His face at the end was so stupid.
Yes. Yes.
That was so stupid. Now they're like, all right, we got 30 seconds to fill, guys. Just film the ship.
I can't believe how many times we had to watch that shot of the ship.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's it?
Hal Sutherland.
All right.
24 minutes or so.
Yeah. You got Roddenberry. What else you got there? Sherman Labby. Don't know who that is.
Hal Sutherland is the only one with the signature font.
Yeah.
That's what they did a lot back then. It was a Disney thing, right? He needs to kind of start that.
Fritz Freeling or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they all did that stuff. Well, this is kind of lovely here. Look at this. Oh, rotoscope. Yeah, that looks wrong.
Yeah, that sounds wrong.
It sounds.
Here are
really
the names
wrong.
Of the hundreds of people who really just used the same animated footage over and over again.
Yeah. They rearranged animated footage.
Oh, DC Fontana. So DC Fontana is that lady who wrote most of the episodes in the show. So she was a consultant at least. Filmation. Paramount Television. There you go, everybody.
Paramountains.
That right there was your episode of Star Trek, the animated series, which actually I wouldn't mind revisiting in a future episode. That was actually really
fun. So can we talk about this for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
What? I'm sorry. This was...
What?
Why? I mean, I could see us watching another one for FilmSac, but there ain't no way I'm going to sit and watch them myself.
No, I would do it for FilmSac, but I would also watch it with my kids just for laughs because they would get a big kick out of it.
I totally watch it.
Yeah.
I think you'd get through one or two episodes and be like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe there's something more exciting that we could watch.
I do wish, don't you wish one of these streaming services would come out with just every possible one of these? So you've got Brave Star and you got this and you got Birdman, like all the old crappy 60s through 80s, like badly animated Saturday cartoons would be so great.
There needs to be some legal ways to do it. Now there's a awesome animation site that I don't want to promote here on the show because it's just a bunch of people uploading crap that shouldn't be uploading. But yeah, I wish there was a real service that legitimately you could do.
Yeah.
The thing people love to say the last few months is that Netflix is a billion hours of entertainment and you're bored of it all. And I don't agree with that at all. Netflix is amazing, and
I love it.
And I will never ever exhaust my interest in what Netflix has to offer. It's not possible for me. And I kind of feel like you're really missing something if you can look at Netflix and not find something to watch. I don't know. I feel like there's something kind of wrong with you. But at the same time, I wish all those things that I love and would like to revisit were on Netflix. I just can't imagine how much money that would cost. There's no way that could ever happen.
Right.
There's no way Netflix could pony up for it.
Mm-hmm. And I've been exploring Sling TV this past week, and I've been kind of disappointed because it is $20 a month, and you only get a handful of channels, and you can't rewind or fast forward. The most disappointing thing that I found out about it, though, was that I can't run it on two devices at the same time in the United States. And so like if somebody's watching it on the iPad and then somebody wants to watch it on the TV, we're done. Can't do it.
Mine lets us do two, but I don't know how I'm doing that. Am I paying more for that? Maybe I am.
On the Sling? I don't even think you can you pay more for that?
Oh, on the Sling,
that
I guess not. I guess I'm thinking of just raw Netflix on its own. But Hulu does this too, where you can only do one at a time. So if the kids are watching
Hulu, I can run it multiples. Not too many. I think I can't run more than two, but at least I can do two.
I can't even do one, man. I'm getting
really?
Yanked. Yeah.
They must hate you.
They must hate me. This crappy way of watching Hulu is brought to you with limited commercial.
Limited, and you can only watch it one at a time.
So I think here's my question, Scott.
Yeah.
If there was a Netflix Platinum, and it offered everything, how much would you be willing to pay a month?
Well, what do you quantify everything? Like all shows
everything.
Of all time,
like
ever
everything
made?
That's ever that you've ever heard of, everything on IMDb. How much would you be willing to pay for Netflix to go out and get and then turn around and, because it would cost a lot, turn around and take your subscription money and hand it to the people who own all that stuff?
I would pay $50 to $65 a month for that
on its own. That's a lot.
It is, but I think if you're talking about everything, that means I can dump all other subscriptions. I don't have to have anything else on there. And because you left it so wide open, I'm assuming I get Super Bowl and all kinds of live sports on there and whatever else I need. So, yes.
I'm not talking about live stuff. I'm talking about stuff that they can go
movies.
If that's
right?
true, then I'll say 39 to 45 if I don't have any live anything.
Yeah, but it would still be the stuff that, like the Hulu stuff that maybe isn't live but aired earlier, you know, yesterday or something, right?
Sure,
so,
I mean,
I could still kill all my cable and do that.
Yeah.
Would they get HBO and Cinemax stuff?
Anything, right?
Showtime?
I don't really want to parse your parameters, Jordan. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to parse through that. I'm talking about when you say I want to watch some old animated show that has never been streaming on Netflix. What would you be willing to pay? And it's kind of crazy to think, wow, if you could get a million people to spend $60 a month, that
would be the cable company.
That's kind of what they're doing. So,
and the cable company doesn't offer you streaming. They don't offer you streaming very well.
Yeah. if you're saying that I could have just the gamut, like say I'm in the mood for Bob Newhart, or now I'm in the mood for the Fraggle Rock, and now I'm in the mood for I don't know Game of Thrones. Like
that is what I'm saying.
If that's what you're saying, easily, $50 or so I would pay. It's worth it. I mean, split up between everything else I'm getting anyway, we're nearing something like that anyway. So
we might feel like we're nearing it, but there really hasn't been any. It's not happening.
No,
like
I mean,
Netflix.
I'm saying I'm nearing that price point with all the services.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not quite that, I guess. It's like whatever, $10 for Hulu. What is it? $12 for the Netflix. I don't even know what I'm paying for.
Right, because you got more than five. Yeah, mine's 12 something because I have more. I have up to five streams at the same time.
Yeah, tack on to that like Amazon Prime cost for the year. Then you add on like any iTunes seasons you bought or anything Amazon rental. You know, like you can if you put all that stuff together. I don't know. I'm probably averaging, 35 or 40.
A month. That's me. I'm doing about 30 right now myself.
Here's a question for all of you: when you look at Netflix original programming, don't you think we've kind of passed the point of no return on anybody ever seriously competing with them?
I don't know. I mean, Hulu's got some really good stuff.
Yeah, so does Amazon. Best show I saw last season was on Amazon.
But I'm talking about seriously competing with someone because getting a come along and
well, it depends on what you mean by compete. You mean if you mean total eyeballs and number of downloads? I don't know about that, but I do know that the compelling thing I saw on TV at all last season on any kind of television streamed or otherwise was Man in the High Castle on Amazon. And it was the only place I could get it. So for me, it's all about it's not like Netflix is doing anything special. They're just ponying up the money for shows that were going to go somewhere else or never be made. So the same thing's happening at Hulu. The same thing's happening at Amazon. Like they're all doing this. It's just Netflix has the deepest pockets and biggest influence right now, so you're probably going to get more there. But I don't know that precludes others from having good quality. I can't wait for Bosch season 2. I'd love the first season on Amazon. Mm. So there's all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm all about. My problem is we're just kind of going back to where we were in the first place. Like the whole idea was like, hey, won't it be great when we're paying less and getting all this stuff streaming? And who cares about live? And we're getting screwed by the cable companies. And now it's almost worse because it's not one company. It's like eight companies all trying to get us to do it. And speaking of Star Trek, CBS Online, whatever that thing is, is going to want us to all pony up $7 a month for
an original Star Trek.
Exactly. So, yeah.
And in some cases, we're paying more to a smaller stream of programming.
Totally
like
agree. Yeah, totally agree.
Right. And I think that's going to that'll pan out in the next.
It's going to have to, right?
So, yeah, I don't think they'll be able to. CBS won't be able to maintain a customer base just on their programming alone.
Yeah. So I think we're, it's actually an appropriate show to talk about this sort of thing, but it's I think we're totally heading toward a time where something needs to give, or there will be a tipping point or something will happen where suddenly it makes sense. But right now it's starting to make less sense every time a new streaming service pops up because they're all like, oh, we want in on this. There's going to be a Fox.com streaming app and now we're going to beep, beep, beep. And it's all going to be separate subscriptions and they yank their content out of Netflix and everybody fights over it. Like it's a weird transition time for all this stuff.
And
but couldn't be better in terms of the actual content. Like it's in the best time ever right now.
And it's what's weird is you talk to people and they're like, I hate going to the movies. It's so expensive and you have to go out of the house and everything. You know what? Go to the movies and look around. it has never been more popular. It is crazy how much willingness people have to spend their money and stand around and wait and go see at a particular time. You know, like Netflix is leaving a lot on the table. If they actually did pull out a platinum service, I mean, there's another $1 billion they could be making.
I totally agree. So we'll see. But in the end, part of this comes down to our culture is so entertainment based now. That we're becoming like the Romans, and someone's just going to sack us in the middle of the night when we're not watching.
Right. we'll be Netflix and chill, but
yeah,
sack us, sure, but we got a new Pee Wee Herman movie, so we're kind of right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when does that come out, or is it already out?
March Thursday? 19th, right? I thought it was my birthday.
Thursday, wow.
Yeah.
Friday.
Cool. We should review that a little on the show if we get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
I have some real worries.
The trailer was amazing.
It's all right. I'm a little nervous. He's in his 60s. And I'm not saying old guys can't do cool stuff. Not what I'm saying at all. But Pee Wee Herman doesn't seem like a guy who's...
Mr. Herman.
He's a little skinny young guy. Supposed to, I don't know, 66 or something now? Is Paul Rubens something like that? He's getting old.
Right, he is. And you can definitely tell he's slowed down, but I think it's very believable.
Does he still go and just like run around and talk to the guy?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's even funnier if you think of him as this 66-year-old man child who's living in this town.
Okay.
Everybody else is like, God, he's 66 and he's walking around still like that.
In one sentence, Brian actually turned me around on the whole thing. That actually works for me now that you say it that way. Like basically if they're not gonna pretend like he's still just Pee Wee Herman the way he's always been, if they approach it like, yeah, even he ages, that's interesting. So anyway, we'll report back. Thanks everybody for watching. Loads of fun here on the Film Sack. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you're gonna watch
next week,
what's next week?
Next week we're gonna watch Aeon Flux.
Oh, that sounds. No wait, I thought it was
Eraser. No, Eraser. We're gonna watch Eraser.
We just erased Aeon Flux.
Yes, we're gonna watch Eraser then Aeon Flux.
Yes. Is it Aeon or Eon? What do we know? What do we say? What do we do?
Aeon Flux is the movie after Eraser.
Ooyan Flux.
But is it Eraser or is it Eraser?
It's Erasure.
It's we're going to watch an Erasure concert.
Doon, 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 doon. Come on, sing with me.
I tried to discover.
Wear your best feather outfit on stage. It'll be great. Anyway, that's all coming up. Very excited about that. Filmsack.com for details. Filmsack on Twitter. Follow us there. Thank you all for being here. For me, for Brian, and for Randy. We'll see you next time.
Live long and prosper. Mm-hmm.